Peace be upon you. This is John Nasheed once again, and we'd like to be talking to you a little today about hair. Here we are. Here we are. H-A-I-R. And kind of troubled me. I saw a report on television and online about a young fellow in school. I think he was expelled from school because of his hairstyle. He's African-American, a high school student, I believe. And he wears dreads or whatever style. Well, it really doesn't make any difference what style it is. It's a cultural hairstyle. And the school system was upset. And I think they had mentioned something about federal laws regarding African-American hair, hairstyles, etc. Now keep in mind, kids go to school half naked, nose rings, tattoos, you name it. And they're concerning themselves about a young African-American cultural hairstyle. Now these hairstyles are not just isolated to this one individual. Many of our children throughout America, young people and old, women and men, they wear natural hairstyles, some design for whatever reason, the cultural reasons, etc. And that's their business. That's their problem. That's their concern. An Asian person comes to this country, they have straight hair like Caucasian, the rulers of this society. And sometimes the people who think that they are the rulers of the world, they have straight hair. They have their own designs or whatever the case. Who knows? People from South America, from India, whatever the case. But African Americans have a unique grade of hair. It's a coarse, nappy hair. And it's designed that way in our native country as a culture to protect the head. That's why God gave us that, to underbrush it, walking in the hot sun, etc. So now that we're here in America, we didn't come to America, we were brought here to America, and the American government is going to try to force us to wear our hair the way they desire to wear, that we should wear our hair. Now I think it has a lot to do with their own guilt, because once you steal a people and take them away from their culture, take them away from their language, take them away from their family, etc., there has to be a certain amount of guilt, because Caucasian people, American people, they're human also. Some of them degraded themselves by their actions, etc., but they still have a conscience. And when you see an African-American walking around looking like an African-American, that maybe he came out of Africa, his dress or his clothes or whatever the case, that might have some kind of mental effect on the individual who created the problem for them in the first place. So if they can keep them looking like they want them to look, European looking, European dress, European style, etc., then it'll take some of that anxiety away from them. And believe me, if they can get us to cut our lips off, it wouldn't be so savage to cut our lips off and our nose off. Many of them would do it. They probably would do it anyway, undercover. But, you know, quite nicely, God knows best. It's an effect. It's the psychological effects that we have from slavery as African-American people. Caucasian people also have psychological effects inherited from their foreparents. Ours is inherited from our foreparents. Theirs are inherited from their foreparents also. And when they see us wearing our hairstyles, and when they see us dancing, it's just not no ordinary dances that we do. When you see us on stage or on Facebook or pictures or whatever the case, those are African beats. That's an African dance. Africans are dancing, vibrant people. They dance, they understand, they move their body to rhythm. We respond to rhythms. And if that's a problem for another people, that's their problem, not our problem. So I say, Wear your hair the way you desire to wear your hair. Who are we to say, or who are you to say, that I am disrespectful to society because I wear my hair in a certain manner? So just something to think about. And may God bless us all with peace. Peace.